princes that sit at the helm. Then now, my merry bonny boys, you that are England's joys, valiantly stand up for England's realm. Law, religion, and everyone's right will be lost forever unless you fight. Your horses prepare and your banners fair, and march cap-a-pie in your armor bright. Tat, rot, too goes the English drum, and we fright our foes wheresoever we come. In bullets and in fire our fame will mount higher, a fart for the French and their fee-fa-fum. Like great Harry the Fifth we'll advance, till our English captains do conquer France. Monsieur with his riches beshits his breeches and falls down for fear in a dismal trance. Had the fistel destroyed his pistol, it might have saved many Protestants' life. The cruel bloody monarch there massacred everywhere, murdered the husband and killed the wife. Time may come to avenge all those things of his reign and actions each nation's wrings. Old Nick will deceive him and fortune leave him, though he thinks to triumph o'er crowns and kings. Peals of thunder shall make him wonder when Schomberg marches against his campaign. The Germans, on the other hand, in battle ready to stand, and at the head of them great Lorraine. All his pomp and his pride will come down. Now the English forces on France do frown. The haughty, proud Caesar will fight at leisure. 'Tis folly to fight against England's crown. Blind ambition, his mad physician, does hoodwink Louis from seeing his fate. When all the whole world's at work to pull down France and Turk, and every diadem has a date. Now 'tis true the proud monarch does rage, but we'll shut him up in an iron cage to beat out his brains if there aught remains. The timpani pride we can soon assuage. His cursed cow thought all should bow, but cursed cows seldom do wear a long horn. To ruin every nation he thought it salvation. Such principles does the sweet prince adorn. While good princes are tender and mild, he rips up the mother and stabs the child. The pretty proud pigeon has pure religion, which friars will tell ya is fair and mild. Firing cities, oh, that true wit is, it carries on the good Catholic cause to burn the corn in the field, which to babes food should yield, and not these lovely mild Roman laws. Heaven preserve us from all these sad things, and may angels keep us with guardian wings, that none may destroy us nor France annoy us while we give our praise to the King of Kings.